Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, though, concerns have been raised by the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland regarding recent comments by Minister Jack Chambers about prioritising cost over design in building delivery. Now, these comments, as well as new apartment guidelines announced recently by the Minister for Housing, James Brown, have left the RIAI and its members deeply concerned. So I'm joined in the studio by Claire McManus, who is RIAI spokesperson on housing and also a practising architect with JFOC Architects. Claire, you're very welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming in. Now, your organisation, the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland, you're in favour of building more apartments, just to put that out there. Why are smaller apartments, though, a problem?
Yeah, well, we've planning policy in Ireland has moved away from suburban sprawl, and that means delivering apartments and houses closer to towns, cities, villages. And to encourage people to live in such places, we need to make sure they are high quality, and reducing the space and quality standards, as in this recent announcement, won't help encourage people to live in apartments, but also won't help with the delivery. James Brown is correct. There is a viability challenge with apartments and with what we call compact growth. Building houses out in large green fields is always very cheap, and the sales value of houses with a big garden is much, much higher than the sales value of an apartment with a balcony.
Mm, but this is about viability, isn't it?
It is about viability, but the answers aren't in the space standards. In fact, changing the space standards is just adding another element of risk to the system. More change, it discourages investors because they see a system that keeps changing and you can't make an investment.
Well, I see in what you say today that this could even cause more delays, as you say,
because
people have to get used to the new rules, right?
Exactly. Get used to the new rules, or there could be a site with planning permission ready to go, and the architects were going to be asked to go back to the drawing board and to come up with a new scheme if it looks like that's going to be a more profitable scheme than the one that's ready to go. But I mean, there's other solutions there. There's plenty of sites ready to go that don't have the infrastructure in place. That would be a really good place to focus. Another area to focus would be taxation. There's 13.5% VAT on new apartments, which is not the case for existing apartments, not the case in the UK and elsewhere. That's a huge tax burden on new home purchasers who'll be taking out a 30-year mortgage to pay it off.
So reduce the tax that the home buyer pays.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think on a 500,000 apartment, the total tax intake, including levies, VAT and other taxation is about €175,000, which is huge, and it's not equivalent in other places.
So just going back to what has been suggested by the government, the changes, what concerns you most about what's in there?
I think the lack of mix, the increase in the number of single aspect apartments, and just thinking about these long dark corridors accessing apartments which might be all one bed, you're not really developing the type of community there. I mean, it's what we look at as architects is, you know, that bit of space outside your front door or outside in out on the street in front of your house, if that's comfortable, if it's safe, if you can say hi to your neighbour, that's the very first step in developing a community. And often I've lived in apartment blocks like that with long internal corridors. You never get to know your neighbour, so it doesn't foster community. If it's all the same mix, we talk about a mix, if it's all, say, one bed apartments, you're not getting that mix of people maybe starting in one apartment and then as their needs change, moving to another and getting long term, like I guess in Ireland we have to think about living in apartments over the long term, which is maybe the norm in other places.
And the dual aspect, removing that, that's just how it feels, right? It's going to feel different and more enclosed.
Yeah, it is, but it's also things like ventilation. Like if you have windows on two sides of an apartment, you get great cross ventilation. I live in a dual aspect apartment myself. I'm very, very lucky to do so. So during the recent hot weather, it was really invaluable to me to be able to open a window at the front and the back of my apartment and get some air moving. So it's kind of simple stuff like that, as well as sunlight. If you've two aspects, you're more likely to have sunlight coming into your apartment. So it's really a big impact on the quality.
Now, you mentioned ways that government could go about addressing this, because, you know, It's supply and cost, really.
Absolutely.
They're the two big challenges, right? And you say focus on the cost of land as well, rather than look at this end, at the end product.
Yeah, I think the hard costs, as we call them, of the apartment costs themselves, there's not a huge amount you can do with those, and any changes you make will impact quality. You know, for example, we've decided that all new homes should be A-rated. That involves about €40,000 per apartment in, you know, M&E systems like heat recovery systems and on top of that, insulation, etc. But that's a very good investment. We have a climate crisis after all. But there's all kinds of other costs, financing costs, land costs, you know, other related costs that could be looked at, taxation as well. I think one to look at as well is the risk. Banks won't lend money to house builders to buy land without zoning because it's too high risk. In other places, when a development plan is written and when land is zoned for residential development, it'll have infrastructure in place. There'll be an agreement about the heights of buildings, the setback from roads, the type of mix, etc. So, you know, local people in that area will have had an input, an opportunity to input into that plan. So when the housing and other buildings are delivered, it's like the delivery of an agreed plan. So you have less judicial review, less appeals, less controversy. So that kind of upfront investment to make the system more predictable will reduce costs and timelines, and especially finance costs, because they're very, very high. Mm-hmm. Because as I say, it's almost akin to gambling, buying a site and applying for planning permission, because there's absolutely no guarantees in place that you'll get planning permission for housing at all or what you'll get.
Right. So you say start there rather than looking at the finish.
Indeed, like there's a few different measures. So that's obviously a longer term approach, and there are urban development zones in the new planning bill which could be looked at, and I think really rolled out across the country in terms of getting that upfront design and planning in place in consultation with local communities. And then in the more short term, it's looking at the taxation. It's kind of recognising that delivering apartments and houses within existing urban footprints is more expensive, but it saves the government a lot of money in infrastructure spending. You know, it supports mm-hmm. existing schools.
Well, I mean, are you suggesting that taxes for developers be cut in some way? Because you know that the government seem to be allergic to that suggestion.
Yeah, well, it can be given to the home purchaser instead, or it can be taken off the rent. There are a number of ways of doing it without giving it directly to mm-hmm. developers. But the point is to make the homes more affordable. And the point is that people shouldn't be indebted for 30 years with a huge tax burden that doesn't exist mm-hmm. I mean, in other places.
You say that this may undermine the creation of sustainable, high quality living environments. So do you think that if these changes go ahead and if the government pushes on with these large scale projects, that we could be left with eyesores that we're stuck with?
Yeah, I mean, the changes have already gone ahead without consultation. That the rules were announced and they're in play already. Mm-hmm. So that's already happened. I think it's less to do with eyesores and more to do with the type of communities we want. You know, I think one of the areas where we can really introduce new housing is within our existing suburbs. So there's a really great opportunity where you have low density suburban sprawl to introduce new housing, but it needs to be high quality housing. And then what might happen is people living in a 4 or 5 bedroom house might opt to move to a high quality apartment where they have lift access and they can, you know, downsize or right size. But they're only going to do that if it's high quality. And again, you know, people, the local people are going to object if they think it's going to be a low quality eyesore, to use your term. But it's more about the type of community we want to develop. And a lot of work has been done by government investing housing and policy. Like, the Housing Commission report has 83 recommendations in it. The government's policy on architecture from 2022 has a whole pile of recommendations in it as well. So this announcement was made and implemented without any consultation.
But are you seeing that there is more interest now in building apartments, even since this announcement was made, in your own work life?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's a requirement for it, effectively. So, as I said at the very start, we've decided to move away from suburban sprawl, and that's obviously a very good idea. What it means in policy terms is there's a minimum number of dwellings per hectare of ground that must be delivered, and usually that means a mix of houses and apartments. So apartments are required on virtually all sites now, but they create a problem for the viability because, like I say, they cost more to deliver than houses, and they're worth less money. And it's down to things like you have to deliver stair cores and lifts.
But then do the changes not make it cheaper, and thus achieving that aim of bringing the price down?
Perhaps marginally, but it's not the key. It's very little in the overall costs. Mm-hmm. And there's other areas that are delivering no value, no quality, that should be looked at first.
Mm-hmm. Which will, you say, bring the price down to a greater extent.
Bring the price down to a greater extent. But we also just kind of have to recognise that what we've decided to do requires more investment. Like, building low density in greenfield sites far away from, say, a town centre or a city centre, it's just cheaper to do by its very nature. You've plenty of space for a site compound. You've less neighbours objecting or appealing. You're building with timber frame floors within a house, we'll say, whereas you need concrete floors separating apartments. Whereas if you build in the centre of a town, you have to look at party walls with neighbours. You have to rent a space for a site compound. It is more expensive, but you can't wish that away. You kind of have to look at the bigger picture, which is the roads are there, the schools are there, the infrastructure is there, Irish Water connections are there. So somebody needs to look at that much bigger picture and say, this is worth investing in. We're going to save money by investing. And just looking at the fact that the costs have gone up and saying, right, we need to make smaller apartments or lower quality apartments is really not taking in that bigger picture.
But smaller apartments can work. Do you
They
agree?
Can work if they're high quality, and especially if they are in the centre of town. I live in a two-bedroom apartment myself. It's below the quality standards that we have, but I can walk to all kinds of shops and services and parks. That's the advantage of it. But I would really urge caution to changing standards, because it just causes a hiatus back to the drawing board, and especially when there's far better areas to look at.
Claire, we'll leave it there, but thank you for coming in. Claire McManus there, RIAI spokesperson on housing, who's also an architect. Now, Diarmaid Farriter will be here next.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.